Hi, I'm with my friend Scott Leslie, who I met at Northern Voice, which is a blogging conference full of wonderful people who always teach me tons of things. So when I had a question about trail fire, I put a word out on my Twitter network, who knows about trail fire? And Scott replied. So Scott, thank you for sharing a few minutes. And first, before we get into trail fire, tell me a little bit about your work so that my colleagues can learn about you as well.
Sure. Hi, Nancy. I'm Scott Leslie. I work for, most of the time I work for a group called BC Campus in British Columbia, Canada. We work with all of the public post-secondary institutions of the province. I work on a bunch of different projects. One, the main one being a project to help instructors across our province share online curriculum materials with each other. I'm a blogger. I blog at edtechpost.ca. And then I also work on some research projects in the States, the big one being EduTools that I've been doing for 5 or 6 years. So that's sort of some of my background.
So you play with a lot of tools, huh?
Yeah. That's been something that's just sort of been my passion, and it's been what a lot of people have identified as one of my skills, is being sort of an advanced scout for a lot of people. So yeah, I'm always looking for new things, interested in innovation. I'm certainly a big believer. I'm not a technological determinist. I do think that we can find new ways to use tools, that the tools do shape us, but we shape our tools, and that indeed there are new ways of communicating and working together that the network is enabling, and that we can take advantage of as we explore this thing. So I'm excited about the new possibilities that some of these things are enabling.
Well, that's a perfect lead into a question about trail fire. And this is really, it follows on in that idea of how can we use the network, because we all can't deal with all the mm-hmm. stuff all the time. So how do we use the network to share what we know with people who have some similar interest? And one of those things are these tools that allow you to leave trails across the web and share your own web exploration with others. So could you tell us a little bit about trail fire, and particularly
sure.
how you've
okay.
used it?
Well, so trail fire, so just some specifics about it, first of all. So it is a Firefox plugin. I should be careful about that. They may have come out with it for other browsers, but I know it in its capacity as a Firefox plugin. So it's something that you add into your browser. And then it also has a corresponding website to it. And so what it allows you to do is, as you are looking at a web page, you can add a mark to that page. And a mark says that page is part of a trail. A trail is just a number of sequenced web pages. And so when you create these trails, you store them both locally in a little sidebar that you have, and then you're also storing them on the server. So in some ways, it's just it's very much like a bookmarking tool in that sense, that you're adding a bookmark to this site and storing it someplace. Now, the difference compared to something like your standard bookmarking sites like Delicious is first off that you've got a sequence of them, so that you're able to say that, say, for instance, on the topic of personal learning environments, that's a trail I have. I can the first one I put on the list could be just a general introduction to it, and then start to get into more specifics. The second difference is that the marks that I leave can actually have annotations to them. So in addition to just adding the URL to this trail, I can actually add a fairly lengthy note to it, and describe that page. And so in terms of leaving a mark on a page, I'm not just marking it as part of this trail, I'm also being able to describe it. The thing that is for me particularly interesting is that once you've left a mark on the page, if you go back to that page, there's a little visual indicator on it that a mark has been left. And so first of all, it's an indicator to yourself. So you go back to a page and you'll see your own mark and you can go back into your trail if you like. But what's great and what I find most exciting about it is that other people can see the marks. And so again, for instance, I create a trail called personal learning environments that has 20 sites in sequence in them. And on each of those sites, I leave a mark and say I'm looking at a page, for instance, Stephen Downs has a site called Half an Hour and he has a PLE diagram on there. So I leave a little note about, you know, I really like this PLE diagram because it really clarifies to me my relationship to the network. And that's one of the notes within this trail of PLEs, these trail of marks that I've made. Another user who's using TrailFire comes along to Steven's page, totally serendipitously and can see the fact that I as a user have left that mark. And what that enables them to do is then say, oh, you know, first of all, they can read my comment. So I'm adding an annotation to Steven's page that they dynamically see. But then further than that, they can then get into the trail that I have laid there to then learn about more about the context in which I'm viewing that page. So it's a way to start surrounding these pages with new context and sort of serendipitously connect with other users. So I'm going to stop there because I've been blabbing on for a bit.
No, that's really good. So yeah. A couple of things from a practice perspective. You can use this as an individual mm-hmm. and just go with the serendipity of other TrailFire users, or you can ask people in your network or group or community to say, use TrailFire, and here's a starting point I think that's an example of how you might use it. I have yet to see this,
where a community of users, like a self-identified community, have actively adopted it. I think it has huge potential. So in the context I work, you know, for individual classes to adopt it, but, you know, outside of the formal educational sphere, you know, for a community of users to say, use this tool, you can, so in addition to, finding sort of serendipitously these marks, there is, as I mentioned, the actual TrailFire site. And so the TrailFire site, every time you make a new trail, it's actually creating an entry on the site. So you have a profile on the site that has your list of trails. You can absolutely share like an entire trail with somebody. Just it has a URL itself. And then that's a starting point that they can enter the trail in. So there's many ways to get into a trail. One is to just point people at the starting URL for the site and say, you know, have TrailFire open and go to this site and you'll see, you know, my mark on that. Or you could point them to the starting URL for the trail itself, which is on the TrailFire site. So either way, you could start people on your trails. The other thing I should mention, and I think, again, this is an immensely powerful, thing is that, when you leave a mark on a site and another user comes along and sees your mark, they can actually add commentary to your marks. So you actually, what you start to get happening is these discussions taking place in context to the thing that you're discussing. So you're not relying on the site providers to provide a discussion forum or a comment area like you might have in blogs. Is actually the TrailFire software that's enabling this to happen on any site on the internet. So potentially you can have someone who's the sort of trailblazer who's going along and saying, you know, here is an introduction to this topic. Here are like five sites that I found. Go through these in this, you know, here's my suggested order and laying down those marks. As other people follow that trail, they can actually start to leave their own commentary, make their own marks if they want to then have sort of orthogonal trails that go off from there. And this is all overlaid sort of as a virtual layer that exists on top of the actual web. So it's your own set of connections that you know, are talking about the web, but are actually sort of existing within the browser itself.
That's amazing. That's amazing. This is interesting because one of the questions that's come up in our workshop on knowledge sharing and international agricultural research is how to get comments from people on a variety of bits of content, because there's so much content in the research process that has to flow out from the researcher all the way to the farmer. That's an interesting way of looking at it. I have one last question for you.
So,
what other tools
there's
like
two
this?
Others
you
that
into
I would
anything
mention
similar?
So one of them is and again, these are all Firefox plugins. So I would just make a plug for Firefox. I mean, not only is it open source and free, but it's created this platform for people to build these additional applications that sort of enhance our web experience. So in addition to just rendering web pages, they're allowing us to do these extra things. So it really is quite an amazing tool in my mind. The two plugins to Firefox that are similar, one of them is called Medium. The URL me.dium.com. So Medium. It's slightly different, but it's still interesting. It allows you to create a network of people so that as you're going around to sites, you can see who else is looking at the site at the same time as you, and also where what sites the people that you know are looking at the same time. And so it's a little different. It's coming at it from the social aspect of internet connecting people, but it's again this notion of, in context of what you're looking at through your web browser, helping you connect with others. So it's a little different, but I think it also has a similar feel to it. The one that is really very similar, and actually I find extremely exciting, is I saw you mentioned this in relation to a tweet that Brian Alexander just did, is PMOG, P-M-O-G. It's an acronym that stands for Passively Multiplayer Online Game. And it, again, is a Firefox plugin that you install. And the idea being is that it turns the entire web into a game. So as you are surfing the web, you are collecting points simply by surfing the web. And then the plugin allows you to lay trails, mission, they call it missions, that other people can take, and then to lay, because it is a game and it has a competitive aspect to it, to lay mines and traps and portals for people. But again, for me, the really cool part of this is that you can lay these trails. You can use it to actually provide a sequence of things that are leading to a goal, but then it also taps into that the motivational aspect of games, of you're doing this to compete against each other. And so to me, it offers this huge potential of allowing students to play and learn at the same time.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. So it's interesting to look at the evolution of these tools from different perspectives.
Okay, you're welcome, Nancy.
And how they're useful for different groups of people. So this has been fantastic. Thank